This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode.
Yes. Interesting. It's gonna be worth it, I promise.
Okay. Well, I'm recording now.
Spud Bud!
What?
Spud Bud!
Spud Bud?
Yes. Spud Bud.
Okay. Does it have anything to do with a potato?
Yes.
All right. Spud Bud it is.
Do you want context?
I would love some context.
Don't be mad at me. You love me.
I do.
I knew it. So you know Markiplier?
Yes.
So one time he was playing a game where apparently he had to make some sort of potato thing. And by doing this potato thing, he was like, I have to make a name that mixes Markiplier with potatoes. Markiplier with potatoes. Marcus, got it. Okay. It's in the highlights video number 26 by Markiplier. So like, if you look it up.
Do you have that memorized?
Maybe. Maybe. Which leads me to the very important question, how are you guys? Oh shit, I just slashed myself.
Don't do that.
I'm sorry? Eventful day. Don't cut yourself.
What? I'm not cutting myself.
You said you slashed yourself.
I said flashed.
Oh, you flashed yourself.
Flashed.
Oh, don't do that either, though.
I don't mean to do it. I just forget that when you turn on a lamp and you're the lampshade, there's a bulb right there that is going to light up.
I was thinking of a different flash, but that's dangerous, too.
Spider, you can flash me later.
Well, you're the one that's doing the flashing.
Yeah, I give you permission to flash me as well.
Okay. Reciprocal flashing. I got it.
Lots of flashing going on.
Go ahead and flash me all you want. You can flash me too, Ashley. It's okay.
Oh, boy. A flash party.
The best part is going to be you two sending me pictures of flashlights on, exactly. Aiming at the camera in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night?
I'm going to change it up into a camera flash instead of a flashlight.
Oh, you son of a bitch. I hope your mom is proud, because I wouldn't be proud if you do that. Ooh, that one is... What happened here? Bathroom. Why are you black? Is that poop? Is that a bug? Does it move? Let's flush it. There's hair here. Why is there hair here?
Oh. Okay.
I take my job very seriously.
I see that.
Anywho, so you didn't answer the question. How are you doing, guys?
I thought we did answer the question.
You did? Maybe I didn't hear the answer because this thing didn't send it.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing good.
You can answer again. You doing good?
Yeah.
How's your vacation, Ashley? Are you going to talk about it?
Yeah, it was really good.
Oh, cool.
It was super hot at the beginning of the week, though.
Giggity.
Like, I didn't really sit in the sun at all. It was just way too hot. I sat up on the trees for shade.
All right. I was going to make a blizzard rain in Africa joke, but I couldn't fit it with it's burning hot in here. So. Too hot, hot there. Gonna fall in the fireman, too hot.
There you go.
Make dragon wanna retire me. Okay, we're gonna get copyrighted.
Bruno Mars is gonna come after us.
Yeah, Bruno Mars is gonna come at us with his 5'5" height. He's not 5'5".
I think he is.
I know he's pretty
short. Who?
Bruno Mars. I think he's 5'5".
I think he's 5'7"?
No. He's taller than me.
He's taller than me, but he's short.
Hey, Siri.
Everyone is taller than me.
How tall is Bruno Mars?
Bruno Mars is 5 feet 5 inches tall.
Ah!
How tall? I can hear. 5 inches. Really? He's taller than me.
Taller than me.
How tall are you, actually?
5'4".
Oh, motherfucker, you're still taller than me. Ashley, you got a meal for me.
Not too bad. My cousin, who's like 5'1", she's barely shorter than me.
I don't care. You're still taller than me. I'm gonna have to stand on here next to you. On the live edition of the Spider-Man podcast. Podcast.
Won't we be sitting down?
Oh, that's fair.
We're gonna be standing the whole podcast.
My mind just went places. Never mind. You don't want to know these places. Uh-oh. It went to.
Yeah, no.
We haven't started the podcast, have we?
No, we haven't. I'm trying to think of a way to be able to, if I can fit all of this in the podcast somewhere. Good stuff.
This is good stuff. Need this.
Good kush. You should save it like an outtakes kind of thing. Why is this dirty? Anywho.
We can just go from here. We can just...
Yeah.
I can just run the theme song and we just start talking. We just jump into it.
Do the intro and you'll just copy paste it at the beginning.
Yeah, there you go.
That's how audio editing works, right?
You can.
I guess.
Guess I'll die. My back hurts. Spider, I need a back rub. I'll trade you. One back rub for a back rub.
I was like, trade for what?
I was waiting for it too.
You thought I was going to offer a blowjob or something?
I didn't know. I was just waiting to see what the offer was.
Just a back rub for a back rub. We can do that, right?
Yeah. That.
Why is the TV not working here? Oh, it works now. Okay. So, yeah. I'm sorry, Spider.
It's fine. But all our listeners, if you didn't already know, this is the Spider Bites podcast. I'm Spider. That's Bean. That's Ashley. We're finally back, all three of us together again. And this is the kind of insanity that happens when the three of us are together. So we hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, that's normally how it goes before we actually start the podcast. And then I make a sex joke. And then we're like, okay, too far, shut up. And then keep giggling.
Have we ever told you that you've gone too far?
No.
No, I think you're going too far and we're like, no, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I usually am like, oh no, I'm sorry, that was too much. And Spider would be like, nah, it's okay.
Yeah.
And then Ashley would giggle. Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Well, why would you say this? Now no one needs to listen to any of the episodes because you just summed it all up.
Yeah, that's our whole formula.
Yeah, you should make that the intro. No. What's up, everybody? My name is Spider. Welcome to the Spider Bites podcast or whatever. This is this is what the podcast is.
This is how it works.
This is how it's going to
every time, without fail. So if you're not into that, bye.
All right, listen up, y'all bitches. This is how it's going to be. This box doesn't have any Kleenex left.
Get rid of it.
Savages.
No. I cannot get rid of it yet. It has a few, which is making me pretty. All right. Anyway, who's going to go first now?
Oh, yeah. We never figured that out.
Well, I want to hear about actually
just started talking. Yeah.
Besides the fact that you got sunburned.
Yeah. And apparently it was too hot.
Hot damn.
Yeah. It was so hot. It was like, oh, God, I don't know. It was just super muggy, too. That's what didn't help, but there was a really strong breeze, so it made it a little okay. But we had, like, I don't know, 10 at least fans going on in our cabin, because there's no air conditioning there.
Ooh.
Yikes.
So, we had a lot of fans going. And we cram everyone into the cabin, so, like, I sleep out in the living room on the recliner. So I don't get an actual bed. But so that kind of sucked because I'm old, so it hurt me.
The baby of the podcast says that she's old.
Wait until you turn 24.
It's like, that's how you know you're old, is when you can't sleep like on the floor in a chair anymore. But no, it was really fun. We went shopping in Leland and Sutton's Bay, and we swam in the lake and went fishing and did all that normal up north stuff.
Ah! It'd be awesome. Like that sometimes, bitch of a nurse. Oh man, it's gonna rain.
Oh no, it's super hot here. Bring the rain here.
Come over. It's chilly and cast and cloudy with a chance of heavy rain. It's pretty nice. You gotta come here. I have a question. What does muggy mean?
Like humid.
Yeah, when it's really humid and it's.
Oh, okay. So the kind of weather that I hate. Okay, yeah. Noted.
Yeah, not fun.
It's when you walk outside and somebody points a knife at you and says, "Give me your wallet."
Oh man, it's muggy outside today.
Don't go outside. It's really muggy.
Stay indoors.
You might not make it up the block.
Have you seen the Tumblr
then you
post
just
that
tuck your wallet?
Sorry, not Tumblr. Have you seen the Twitter post where it's like, "Oh, honey, it's so muggy outside. Did you just place all of our mugs in the front yard?" And the guy is sipping from a bowl, like, "No,
yeah.
Put our mugs. I'm divorcing you."
I've seen that. I saw a version of that one. It was, I can't remember who the artist was, but it was on Tumblr, and they did it to the tune of the Fake Age Crew, and it was Ryan was, like, putting his makeup on or whatever, and so Jeremy was sitting on the couch. He was like, "Hey, Ryan, did you hear it's really muggy out today?" And Ryan kind of leans back out of the doorway with his makeup half on. He's like, "If I go outside and there's mugs all over the front lawn..." He's like, "I'm literally going to murder you." And it shows Jeremy drinking out of a bowl. He's like, "I have no idea what you're talking about."
I love it.
My job today consists of looking at every room and saying, "Everything is fine." And then leaving.
How many rooms do you
exactly
have?
Exactly that. Eight.
Eight rooms?
Yes.
Nice.
Last Monday was a trip. We had 7 rooms taken out of 8. Mm. And the dining room space for 4 rooms to occupy at a time. You know, for breakfast?
Right.
That's a trip, too. Because basically what we have to do in those days is like, "Oh, okay, this room already evacuated." That sounds awful. "This room already left the dining room. Let's fill it up again."
Right.
Just... kind of speed run through it.
Yeah.
But today we're only going to have 1 chicken, so probably 1 bedroom. It's going to be busy.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, it's fine. So anyway, so you like your vacation, Ashley?
Yes, it was nice, and I'm not looking forward to going back to work tomorrow.
Did you miss me?
Yes, I missed doing the podcast. It's been, what, like 3 weeks? Oh,
so you didn't miss me?
No, I mean, I miss doing the podcast because I miss talking to you guys. Bean, please.
I shouldn't be like, but you didn't miss me.
Try and twist my words.
I'm sorry, I had to sit down and stop laughing. But you missed us. That's mm-hmm. good.
We it was you. Boring not doing anything on Sundays.
Oh, gee, what a painful situation.
Well, we
I'm being sarcastic.
We recorded on Tuesday.
Yeah. One week. Because Spider fucked it up.
Yeah, I did a oopsie doodle.
Is that what we call it now?
That's what I does that wanted mean? To call it in my head.
Tell Ashley what you did.
So, I went to... what had happened was... I got on my laptop to edit that week's podcast. And
which... And coincidentally, it also had a special guest, Kermick.
Not just a special guest from Germany.
Ah. Yeah.
And so,
I don't speak German.
He had kindly taken a part of his day out and agreed to record with us. And when I went to edit the podcast, my computer told me, hey, you have these updates that won't go through because you don't have enough space on your hard drive. I'm like, okay, well, I'm sure that these updates are important, so let me clear some space out on my hard drive so I can make my update go through. So I went to my storage settings, and it was like, here are all your large files that are taking up a bunch of space. I'm like, oh, okay. And it was basically, since I record the podcast in OBS, it records it as a video file, and then I convert it to an audio file so I can edit it. So I'm looking at all these old video files. I'm like, oh, well, these are all episodes that we've done already. So I can just go and delete, 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 delete. But I didn't pay attention to the dates on the timestamp for those videos. And after I deleted those, I was like, wait a minute. I have no more videos left. I was supposed to have one video for the podcast that I'm supposed to be editing. Shit. This is a problem. So I spent probably all of like 5 hours trying to retrieve that file, because it's completely different of when you take the file and you drag it to a recycling bin, or you take the file and you delete it and it goes to the recycling bin. I guess if you delete it straight from your storage location mm-hmm. or whatever, it like completely wipes it from the hard drive and it's gone.
That's weird.
So if any of our listeners know how to circumvent that, and if you have a MacBook and you go to your storage and you delete files from there, if there's a way to get those back, that would be good to know for future reference. But I told Bean, and he was like, oh, that sucks. It was like, well, what are we going to do? I was like, well, we could just maybe re-record. And so Bean reached out to Crow, and it was okay with him for us to record on Tuesday, but I couldn't record until after I got off work. And that was when it was like 4:30 for me. And so that was like midnight for him. So it was like, yeah, it was like in the middle of the night while we were recording for him. And I think it was still a good show. Everything went over well.
That's good at least, but that sounds like a mess.
What Spider failed to mention, the recording with Crow. We had to do it at 10 in the morning because otherwise the schedule wouldn't accommodate Crow. And just FYI, I had to wake up at 8 that day to be able to be ready at 10.
Oh yeah, I completely forgot that we had to do that early that morning.
Fun.
Oh yeah, big time. Anywho. Now I'm just totally messing with you. So yeah. Aside from that, what did you want to talk about, Spider?
Honestly, I didn't have a topic. I was trying to come up with one.
You want me to talk about mine because I have one?
Sure, you can go for it. I can't promise you that I'll come up with one in the meantime, but hey,
go for it. Okay, so I'm going to tell you about a dream. It actually sort of involves you, Spider.
I thought it was only about John Risinger. Okay.
According to the note, it is John Risinger.
Don't spoil it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it had John Risinger. And listen, I'm not going to explain why, but the thing is that I was talking to John Risinger about several things. And I was very giggly. And I was like, he was like, what are you laughing about? And I was like, no, listen, I have already planned the team name for when my friends from my podcast and I come over to your show. And he was like, oh no, go on. And I told him, what was it, Spider? Team Not White?
I think so. We came something up with like a bunch of different team names.
Yeah, you had a bunch.
Yeah. The salsa party or something like that. The thing is that I gave him the shittiest one, which was like, we're not white. And he gave me this face, and I was like, this is so in character for John Risinger.
Your brain nailed it.
So disappointed. And so I wanted to ask y'all if you've ever had a dream like that, where you're like, oh man, I completely captured the essence of this person / character / whatever.
I had a dream about Tyler Coe.
That's even better.
I want to say it was like a few weeks ago, maybe. And I posted it on Twitter. I'm looking for it.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Because he had tweeted something in replies to someone else. And because of that tweet, I just don't know why I dreamt of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just like those random things.
Everything is very with you, Spider. Let's be.
Yeah. Christ, I retweeted.
Well, we wait for Spider things like that ever.
I'm sure I did, but I don't remember my dreams a lot.
Good damn it, Ashley.
I'm really bad at remembering my dreams. Like, sometimes I'll remember them the day after, but then I'm screwed after that unless I write it down.
Wow.
I know I've dreamt about people before. I'm sure I've dreamt about RT people, but if anyone, it would have been from, like, main six.
I hate that I always have dreams best friends with RT people, such as Meg Turney when she was working there, John Risinger, mm-hmm. and I think Michael Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And when I wake up, I'm always so disappointed to see that it's not true. And it's like, especially with John Risinger. It's like, his goals. John Risinger, if you're listening, let's be friends. that just sucks. Anyway, that's a shame, Ashley.
I know.
You should write them down. It's really fun to remember your dreams.
I know. Get like a dream journal or something.
You should.
Yeah, I had the most kick-ass dream a few days ago, like a few nights at most, because I was like, I was dreaming that I had to do some sort of cosplay for a movie, but I was very angry at my ex for breaking up with me. So apparently we were all like elementalists in this dream, the ones that were like how do you say it? Like when you're going to try to play for the part and like auditioning. Mm-hmm. So there was a bunch of us that were elementalists and we were all upset. And I was like, let's kill them. So using the elements like ice, fire, earth, and electricity, we were just killing everyone on site.
Wow.
It was Dear amazing. God. It was pretty cool because I would think like, I want to electrocute that person and suddenly just lightning would fall down on them. Like,
all right, Thor.
Holy
yeah.
God. Yeah, I was losing my shit over it. Anywho.
I found it.
Oh, nice. Tell us.
So Barbara tweeted out that it was the finale of... No, it was Always Open was coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Away from the season, Always Open. Are there any topics you would like us to cover? And so Tyler replied to that tweet with his question, where is the clitoris?
Oh.
And so for whatever reason, my brain decided to hold on to that. And I proceeded to have a dream that Tyler Tyler was on an episode of On the Spot. And it was, they were playing impromptu pitch. Mm-hmm. And so Tyler was explaining to John about this movie about the Kentucky Derby, and the mm-hmm. horse's name was My Clitoris. I don't know why, but I just remember, I can't remember exactly like what his whole premise behind the movie was or why the horse was named My Clitoris, but in my dream, I could just see Tyler in all of his Tyler glory, just his fashion, just his demeanor and his, you know, like his speech style and everything. He's just sitting there kind of like slouched in a chair, talking to John and just tell him about his movie about a horse called My Clitoris.
I could
that's like
that'd be a fun movie.
Yeah. Hey, have you seen My Clitoris? I don't think I have. I don't trust you like that. I can just imagine that.
But not too long after that, I had a dream that that when I woke up, I was like, that dream, dang, let me write it down so I can remember it. And I really like wrote down just notes about it. So this is what I have in my phone. Dream, June 27th. Phone game. Thug shows up. We fight. I win. Gun falls out. Take gun. Put thug on the right path. He leaves. I think I see him. But brother. Can't get in car. Mom pick him up. No show. Breaks windows. Vague answers. Needed help. VPN.
Are you okay, Spider?
What is this code?
So this is what happened. I was standing outside. I was playing a game on my phone. This thug shows up. He's trying to rob me. He has a gun in his hand. And for some reason, I felt like I could take him. So we start fighting. I wind up beating him up. I'm about to choke him out. He gives up. So the gun falls out of his hand. I take the gun and I start talking to the thug and like trying to educate him, trying to like motivate him to stop being a criminal and like lead him to a better life. And so I convince him to give up his life of crime and he's going to go and try to find to get a job and be legit. And so he walks away. So I go back to playing the game on my phone and I look up again and I'm thinking it's a thug coming back, but it's not. It's my brother. And so my brother is is like I go from standing on the street corner to being like in a driveway, like of a house, and my brother can't get into his car. And so my mom was supposed to come and pick him up, but she didn't show up. So he's like angry and frustrated because he can't get into his car. And so he starts breaking the windows of the car. And it's not like breaking the driver's side window so he could like unlock the door and get in, because I'm assuming he locked the keys in the car, because why else wouldn't you be able to get in the car? But he starts...
Because he's an idiot?
Possibly. But it's an SUV, and he starts breaking the back windows, he starts breaking the passenger side windows, and he's like just completely destroying the car. So I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you breaking all these windows? And he's just like not being straightforward with me. He's just like, oh, I'm just angry. And I'm like, why are you angry? Because things. And I'm like, what things? All the things. And I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Fucking the shit.
And so he breaks all
the windows. Tell your dream brother that he's a jerk.
I'm mad because
my real brother at least less of a jerk.
My real brother is not that much of a jerk. He won't break windows and not give me answers as to why he's breaking the windows. But so after he breaks all the windows, we go inside and he's like, well, I need to get to work, but I can't go to work now because my car is destroyed. I'm like, yeah, because you destroyed it. And so he opens up his laptop and he's like, well, I need to log on to the network for my job so I can start working. So I'm like, okay. So I'm trying to help him start a VPN and for his network so he could start working for his job. And for whatever reason, I couldn't get it to work. And then I woke up.
How anticlimactic.
Do everyone a favor and stop doing weed before sleep.
I wish I could say
at least you sent a thug on the right path.
There was some good that came out of that dream.
Yeah,
you sent a thug on the right path, called... but your brother destroyed his own car.
Yeah, so I don't know. What some kind of balance, I guess.
Look what you've done.
Oh, look what you need me to do.
I can't believe you've done this.
I have killed myself before because of you.
Okay, too far.
So backwards. Anyway, so yeah, dreams. They're cool, huh?
Yeah. They're very
funny part is the funny part is the day after, I couldn't stop watching any on-the-spot videos. I'm pretty sure like that like 80% of the on-the-spot videos view count is my fault. Because I watch them all the time. Mm. I have a mighty need for John Reisinger.
Oh,
I want to listen. No, it's not even like, oh, I'm thirsty for him. No, I want friends, and he seems like he'd be a cool friend.
John is an extremely nice guy.
I know. I hate like seeing people like that online. We're like, man, I just want to be their friend, and that's not happening.
I mean, I don't know him on a personal level. I met him the first time that I went to RTX.
Are you gonna go to RTX?
No, I won't be there this year. I'm very bummed about it.
You bitch. I'm disappointed.
I'm very disappointed as well. I had every intention of going. No. I applied for a guardianship and I was selected. I was ready to go.
Really? Okay. And what happened?
Just with me moving and everything, it just kind of ate into my budget. And it just, it wouldn't be... great for me to try to go, yeah.
Fuck. That's awesome. No, I was gonna be like, go tell him regards. That would be so creepy. Like, my friend sends his regards. What?
He think I was coming to kill him or something.
Yeah, he would freak the fuck out. He would be like, tell your friend to stay the fuck away from me. That would be sad. And then I would have a popsicle And then I would pass out in the snow. And then I reload it. And then I fire. And then it's miss. And then I fire. You haven't seen the video from Game. I don't know. I'm disappointed in you. Go to YouTube. Look up Game Grumps. I fired. I missed.
Look at the animated one. I got it. I know what it is. Yeah. I got it. It's from that, what, Nancy Drew thing, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I got it.
And then I fired. And then I missed. I missed both times.
They went along with that for a while.
It's a hilarious joke. One that I have repeated until it has bored me to death. Okay, I have done all my... Now I can sit down.
Ooh.
Did you come to a topic to talk about, Spider?
Not really, but
I gave you plenty of time.
No, you did.
I mean, it's
then
you.
I got wrapped up in my dream, and then I just completely forgot about where my thought process was going for me to come up with a topic. But I can talk about what I did yesterday.
Ooh,
I finally got a bed. I've been in my bed. I've been in my apartment for 2 months now, and I didn't have a bed this whole time.
Wow. Did you just sleep on the floor?
No, I was sleeping on the couch in the living room.
Okay.
Man, that's pretty sad.
My mom was moving out of her house about an hour away. She and her husband had a 6-bedroom house. At one point,
dang.
Me and my brother and then all of his sons, we were all staying there at one point. So, you know, they needed the space. But since we are all older and grown and moved out now, they don't need all those bedrooms. So they're moving into a smaller house. They are downsizing. They're trying to get rid of a lot of their furniture. And so my old bed that I had when I was staying there, my mom was like, oh, well, you can have, you know, your old bed if you want it. It's just a matter of you coming up here to get it. So it was, God, probably about a month of me trying to navigate between a time where I had the free time, where they had the free time, to where I could get a moving truck, and to where I had someone who could help me move the furniture. Just trying to get all that stuff to line up was just almost impossible.
But, your snap about you talking about trying to move furniture.
Yeah. But we finally got all of that together yesterday. And so it was the bedroom set, which included the bed, an armoire, and it was a kitchen set, like a table and some chairs. And so I got from my mom's house back to my apartment. And I had a friend from high school came to help me move the stuff off the truck. But I got all the small stuff off the truck because he had, like, some errand that he had to run. I got all the small stuff off the truck. And by the time he got here, we got the kitchen table off the truck. And as soon as we got back down to the truck to get ready to move the rest of the stuff, it just started pouring down rain. Just absolutely, like, storming. And I was just like, well, shit. So luckily enough, it didn't rain too long. It rained for probably about it was a hard rain for probably about like a good 20, 25 minutes. And then it slacked up and then it wound up stopping. So it wasn't too bad. But I've been spending the rest of yesterday and most of today basically unpacking all of my clothes because I had nowhere to put them. And so now I'm just dealing with the dilemma of how I want to organize my clothes. And I've been sitting with my bed just with piles of clothes on it. And I'm just staring at my dresser. It's like, what drawer do I want to put which item of clothing in?
Oh my God.
Okay, put it this way. Mm-hmm. Which one, what kind of clothing is the one willing to bend over?
Wait, what?
Listen, very bottom of my drawer, the clothing that I really need, which is pants, mm-hmm. because otherwise I will not, for the life of me, bend over or kneel to get it.
Okay.
Okay. And then at the very top, it's the easiest to get. And then in the middle, it's like t-shirts. So that's how I did it. Which one are you willing to do the most effort for, basically? Say.
Gotcha. Probably my underwear.
I'm picturing. No, okay, no, I don't want to do that mentally.
Oh God!
I don't want anyone else to have the same mental that I got. Because once you get it, you cannot.
I think I may have an idea of that mental picture, and I agree. I don't want anybody to have that mental picture.
Ashley, I know you don't have a dirty mind like I do.
I mean, I do. Trust me.
You do. Okay. You're just not saying it.
Yeah.
Ashley has a better filter than us.
Yeah, that's all it is. Trust me, I'm just as dirty minded. I just don't. I'm not willing to share it all the time.
All right, audience, please share in the comments what the mental image you think we have is,
or don't.
that's inviting some ideas.
Nobody's gonna reply.
Might be surprised. That might be the inspiration that they needed to open the doors to communication.
Audience, send us what you think the idea, but on Twitter only. Nothing else, just Twitter. Just tweet at us. Okay, spam spider with tweets. Watch them not do it.
We'll see.
We'll see. Well, yeah, this is going to be now 1 week delayed, isn't it?
Yep.
Cool. We're 1 week ahead.
Ooh, I like being a week ahead.
Me too. It gives you a sense of adulthood.
Being very prepared.
Yeah. Much prepared. Such responsibility. Wow. Ah, man. I'm super tired. Dude, I'm also suffering because I doesn't have any network right now. Like, I don't, if I turn off the Wi-Fi, my phone doesn't work at all.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason at home, I don't have any Wi-Fi either.
Hmm.
So I cannot use my phone or my internet at home.
I mean, what the freak is it good for?
Yeah, it's completely useless. And I miss playing video games, y'all.
I'll bet.
I had to resort to something such as reading really bad fiction novels on iBooks.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you what. I downloaded a book called Rise of the Dragons by Morgan Rice.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that good.
Oh.
It's really not good.
Called him out.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Morgan Rice. It's just, it's boring. It's predictable. It's just, bruh, come on. It started out pretty well. Like, structure, it has a solid character, it has a solid concept, but it was executed poorly.
Mm.
And it's sad, because it has so much potential.
See, up north, my phone struggles with, you know, like getting any sort of service, and the Wi-Fi there isn't great. You have to be in like certain places, and apparently the wind affects it too. So if it's really windy, it's going to work even less.
Oh wow!
So I don't know how it works. He has extenders in certain cottages, so that's why I sat on the top of the hill for the Wi-Fi and the shade. It was perfect, and I could still see the water. But so that's what I did most of the week, was sat there because I was reading. I would download volumes of manga and read them. So I got really far over the week because I was at like, I was still somewhere in volume one. And then I just yesterday, or just today, finished up volume 13, which was chapter 116.
Jesus.
So that's really what I did all week, was read that. And that was, I was reading My Hero Academia.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually my question is, what is like, your current like hyperfixation? Because that's mine. I have merch, and I was reading the manga, and I'm caught up on the anime, and it's just, I love it so much. So what's your current hyperfixation?
That's pretty cool.
Trying to think if I have one right now. I think that between me trying to get all this stuff done with moving and going back to work in our office full time, I think I've kind of strayed away from absorbing too much media. I know I try to stay away from anime as much as possible, because like that, if I find one that's really good, I'm gonna be sucked into it and I'm not gonna do anything else. I think the last time I got sucked into anime was which one was it? I think it was One Punch Man. Even though there was only one season of it. I just like flew through it, and I was like searching for the mangas, and I was like I got really sucked into it.
You got really sucked into it?
I'm sorry, Spider. You're talking to me. I don't know what you expected.
I expect nothing less.
Oh, thank God. All right. Let me see. I'm always fixating on something, I guess. In terms of anime, the last one that I got hyper fixated on was Yuri on Ice.
Uh-huh.
Then I started kind of relating it to like some people I don't like, so it's like now like Also for that, what's the name of this one? Attack on Titan.
Mm.
I like that one a lot, even though I know it's apparently Nazi propaganda or something like that.
I hadn't heard that.
Oh, really? I don't know. It's just like this whole thing. I don't know.
I'm trying to separate it from that and be like, please enjoy this anime for once in my life. Please, I'm begging. So, and then before that, Cardcaptor Sakura. That one is pretty fucking amazing. In terms of anime, at least, those are the ones. But in general, Guild Wars 2. That's my hyperfixation at the moment.
That's your lifetime hyperfixation.
It's not a lifetime. It's only been 4 years.
I'm not a lifetime.
Fair enough.
Is it kind of a lifetime? Are you sure? I recently turned, one of my characters that actually just recently turned 4 years old. And when you turn 4 years old, they give you a little mail carrier that is basically like a dragon thingy that is pretty fucking awesome. It's just, screeching with excitement. Yes. I'm a nerd about it.
Girl. I'm just realizing like we're all nerds about like our certain areas of things.
Areas of things. That's just so vague, but it's true because we have our own little things.
All the things.
Mm-hmm. All the things.
Yeah. All the things, and those things are too. What?
What?
I don't know.
Are you okay?
All right, damage.
I had a stroke. I just had a very brief stroke there. Why do people make us? What?
At least it was brief.
Yeah.
One of those 2 second strokes.
Brief. I was like, what? What are you trying to say? Spider, do we have any questions?
The last I checked, I didn't see any.
God damn it.
Itches.
Audience, come on. Do you still want to? Do you still want to listen to us? Because, like, we're trying really hard. We also want to hear your questions. It's not like, it doesn't really help
apparently
us.
You we know. Are no one's hyperfixation.
One day we will be.
One day. We'll get there.
We need to get someone, like, really famous podcast so that they can be like, they have this person. And then
how do you do that?
I fucking don't know.
Quick, long term, we need to befriend famous people.
Yeah, Spider, you need to go. You need to go. I don't care. You gotta become good friends with someone in RT. I don't care who.
Someone.
Just pick someone.
Who? Oh, if you had your choice of special guest for the podcast, celebrity wise, who would you want to be a special guest?
Any celebrity?
Anybody.
That's a hard question.
I was going to say Chadwick Boseman, but the thing is that if we had Chadwick, I would spend 50% of the time just, you know, staring at him in awe. So it wouldn't work. Jesus Christ, I don't know. That's actually a tough question, Spider.
Yeah, I know. It's a really hard one.
Who would you choose?
I've always... Ray.
Ray? Ray Narvaez?
Yeah, I've always really
liked... My last name...
What was that?
Too many last names.
So here... Well, in Mexico, and I think in Spain, pretty much every Spanish-speaking country, we have two last names. The first last name is our father's last name, our father's first last name. And then our second last name is our mother's first last name. So, for example, if my dad's last name is Audelo, my mom's last name is Narváez, so I'm Audelo Narváez. So, my second last name is the same as Ray's, Narváez.
So now, you have to be like, we're related. So
you have to come on our podcast.
That would totally work. I can see that working. Hey, Ray. Really, really, really not close cousin. I forgot how you say that. It's like distant. Yeah. Distant cousin.
Really, really, really not close.
I like that way better.
That should be the name of the today. Really, really not close friend or cousin. I mean.
Wait, how many reallys is that? Was that three?
Three, I think.
However many you want to put in.
However many.
I don't want to make it too long.
You know who I just thought of? I would love to have in the podcast Blaine Gibson.
Yeah?
Oh, Blaine's fun.
He's fucking hilarious.
Blaine is awesome. If we're just sticking with like Rooster Teeth people,
RT people,
I would love to have. I'd love to have Issa on the show.
Cool. Yeah, she seems chill.
Who's that?
Issa is the head of 2D animation, I think.
The only time I ever really see her is like. What the frick is the... I can't think of it. The thing in November?
In November. Oh, Extra Life.
Extra Life.
Extra Life. I always see her during Extra Life, and she always seems like she's just a lot of fun.
She is. She she was just on the... I want to say it was the season premiere of Always Open for Barbara's birthday.
Hmm.
She was on the episode... she was on that episode. But... When Ruby, the last season of Ruby was on, they did the Ruby Rewind, which they would do a recap of Ruby, and then they would talk to some of the animators, some of the actors, some of the voice actors, some of the motion capture artists, some of the layout artists, some of the audio people. They like did an interview with a different person that was involved in Ruby every week. And she was one of the hosts, and Chad James from Screw Attack, he was the other co-host. Mm. And so she's been popping up more and more, like, in different stuff. And she was a host of a Fan Service when that was a podcast that they were doing. Their little anime podcast. But she's, like, so expressive, and she's, like, so... she's really knowledgeable about, like, different animes and everything. And I don't know, she just seems like she'd be a cool person to talk to.
I have no idea who. I don't want enough Rooster Teeth to know who she is. I only watch Buck, and occasionally I will watch the animated shows, but that's it. So I'm sorry. But yeah, sure, let's have her.
Yeah, she'd be perfect to have on then, because because you don't know anything about her, and we would love to talk to her. There we go.
I put a gif of her in a Discord chat.
I don't know why that was. I'm having an issue too. Oh, okay. I don't know her, but she seems.
Oh, okay,
she seems like a person.
She seems like a person. She's definitely a person.
Yeah,
I hope so.
I would hope she's a person.
She's another person that another RT employee that I got to meet at RTX. I think I met her at last year's RTX. She was really nice and really sweet.
Well, next time invite her to the podcast.
I will.
Sure.
I will.
Can you ask John Rice Senior if he wants to come in today?
Okay.
Please.
The next time I'm down in Austin, I will try to hunt down any and every RT employee that I can.
Yeah, you won't get, you know, like, restraining order.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, just tell them, hey, you do this podcast online.
Leave a note at the company front door.
With a sign that says,
they don't even have to fly anywhere. They just have to just join us on the Discord chat at one time.
Right.
They can even use, like, you know what we should? We should make a site that we give to our guests and be like, here, use this account. Nobody else is using it right now. And you can be on the podcast, and that way you don't have to use your own actual account. That would be so cool.
That sounds like work.
Yeah.
I'm a genius.
Not that much work, but it's work.
But yeah, just call it kind of like Spider Bites Guest.
Hope no one steals it.
Yeah, Spider Bites Guest. That should do it. I would be concerned if they did. But yeah, that one works. Spider Bites Guest. And that way we tell them, hey, listen, you don't even have to fly anywhere. You just have to join the Discord call.
Mm-hmm. Like, you don't even need to have a Discord account. We already have one ready for you.
Yeah, we have this.
Here.
Touch it.
Did you say go fetch it?
No, I said touch it.
Oh, touch it.
Yeah, touch it. Hey, you fucking Epson. Why are you printing it again? I'm sorry. I have to check some stuff with the printer because it's not printing properly. Okay. It's printing shitty.
Well, while you set out your printer issues, I will let our listeners know that if they want to send us any questions or if they have any suggestions on who they would like to see as a guest on the Spider Bites podcast, you can get in touch with us on our Tumblr page. You can find us at spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. You can click the Ask Us Anything link on our page, and you can just send us any questions that you have. Or if you don't have a Tumblr or you would like to get in touch with us any other way, you can email us at spiderbitespodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/spiderbitespodcast. Or you can tweet at us at twitter.com/spiderbitescast. Our URL is spiderbitescast, and that's bites with a Y-B-Y-T-E-S. And if you want to hear more of our show, you can find us on all podcast streaming services, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify. And if you like us and you really, really like us, you can subscribe to us there and you can leave us a rating or a review. And you can let us know how we're doing with the show. Or if you have some kind of criticism and you want us to do something better, you can leave us a rating or a review and tell us what we can do better. And that way we can improve the show.
Yeah, if you fucking hate us, we would like to know.
Yes, we would like to know if you hate us.
I mean, technically we would, to figure out why.
Right.
At least you would be sending something.
Yeah.
I don't know if we want to go down the sending us hate is better than sending us nothing approach.
Yeah.
No, we want people to send us stuff. But if you're not going to, we will just assume you hate us and cry ourselves to sleep every night.
Well, I already do that, I mean, so I don't think that's going to change anything.
Oh, Spider. Oh. God damn it, you just turned on my mom.
You're the drunk uncle. How can you be the mom?
Yeah. You turn on my mom things when you say something sad like that.
Aw. Well, time to get back to drunk uncle status.
Yeah. You fucking
turn that on and off.
Yeah, you turned on mom stuff. Or something, I don't know. Grace Helbig would be a great guest to our show, too.
I agree.
Ha ha ha.
Where did the outro?
What? You already did the outro? Wait, but we haven't said goodbye.
Well, no.
Did you want to say something else? I think I did it.
I don't.
No?
I got nothing.
It's like, I got nothing. Nothing. To all of our listeners, we love you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time on the next episode.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody.
Biki, biki.
Bye.